Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Express Ranches has got their 2018 Spring Bull Sale coming Friday, March 2nd, 10 a.m. at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 500 Angus and 40 Hereford bulls for sale. They'll be featuring the Express Ranches 2018 Angus National Western Stock Show Grand Champion Carload and Grand Champion Pin Bulls. For details, go to ExpressRanches.com or call them 800-664-3977. Express Ranches Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 2nd, Yukon, Oklahoma. Apparently getting a meeting in the White House with President Trump and sitting with the Iowa senators to talk about trying to reform and maybe replace the renewable fuel standard with something that he likes better was enough for Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. He did release his hold yesterday for the nomination of Bill Northey to be USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. As a result, the vote was quickly held in the U.S. Senate. He's now been confirmed by the Senate, subject to being sworn in, and the agricultural community, as a result, saying, hip, hip, hooray. By the way, that meeting did happen yesterday in the White House. No deal was struck on anything regarding the renewable fuel standard. Everything stays as is, but Ted Cruz got his moment there, at least in the White House, to talk about the issue. He says there was progress made on what he wants to accomplish. At Commodity Classic out in Anaheim, lots of buzz about the Northey confirmation vote finally happening. And for the wheat growers, big day for Oklahoma wheat producer Jimmy Music from Sentinel. He's the new president of the National Association of Wheat Growers for the next year. Our own Carson Horn talked with him right after he was elected. Jimmy Music says there's a lot of things that the wheat industry needs to address ASAP.
We're behind on technology. We're behind also on price and everything else. And there's lots of things that can be done, and we're looking forward to doing all those things and trying to work towards better exports to get our price up there. We're trying to work towards an opportunity to gear up some hybrid wheat where we can get better yields and more opportunity for profit for our farmers.
So, you know, tell me a little bit about NOG's priorities right now for the farm bill. Obviously, those talks are getting underway, and the House is looking to make a move here shortly. So what are you hoping to come out of those talks?
Well, I hope for sure that we keep the insurance a portion of that farm bill, and I think we seem to have a lot of support for that, and so I'm really looking forward to them revitalizing the insurance portion of that farm bill, and maybe we're going to work towards raising that reference price. I don't know whether we're going to be able to do that or not, but one thing's for sure, we're going to give it a try.
Jimmy Music out of Sentinel, Oklahoma, just installed as the new president of the National Association of Wheat Growers during their meetings at Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California. Meanwhile, back on the East Coast at our nation's capital, members of the House Agriculture Committee yesterday approving a letter to the Chamber's budget writers that asked for full funding of USDA programs so they can write a strong 2018 farm bill. Chairman Mike Conaway of Texas says he aims for a committee vote on the bill in March, and the lead Democrat on the panel, Minnesota's Colin Peterson, said he expected attempts during floor debate to cut billions of dollars from the bill. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Value Genetics Bull Sale for Davis Angus, Saturday, March 3rd at the Clinton Livestock Market north of Clinton, Oklahoma on Highway 183. The sale starts at 12:30 and will feature 110 bulls and 35 commercial open heifers. Attend the sale live or online at dvauction.com. Jim and Debbie Davis invite you to check out their catalog at davisangus.com or call Jim at 580-331-8036 for more info. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull Sale, March 3rd at the Clinton Livestock Market. Don't miss it.
That's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.